with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters from Washington. A stark warning from the State Department today. Spokeswoman Tammy Bruce says it's time for Russia and Ukraine to show they're serious about peace.
We are now at a time where concrete proposals need to be delivered by the two parties on how to end this conflict. How we proceed from here is a decision that belongs now to the president. If there is not progress, we will step back as mediators in this process.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week as Russia marks Victory Day in World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the truce will run from the start of May 8th and last through the end of May 10th to mark Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. Kyiv insisted on a longer and immediate truce. Major companies face a difficult task in estimating the impact of tariffs on their businesses.
Financial forecasts for some of the world's largest companies have turned cloudy amid tariff turmoil. Executives have spent much of the latest round of quarterly earnings updates either tempering or pulling financial forecasts for the year. Ketchup and boxed mac and cheese maker Kraft Heinz cut its earnings forecast for the year, citing a volatile environment. JetBlue pulled its financial forecast for the year amid travel demand worries. Car maker General Motors said it is reassessing expectations for the year. Tariffs could mean higher prices on goods and more inflation, squeezing consumers. Some remain in effect while others are delayed. The situation is so volatile that it can change on a weekly or even daily basis. Damian Troisi, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 300 points, the Nasdaq rose 95, the S&P 500 advanced 32. This is SRN News. Tennessee has a new law protecting medical personnel.
The bill lately signed by Republican Governor Bill Lee guarantees that no doctor, nurse, or other medical professional will have to participate in an abortion, a sex change operation, or any other procedure that violates their deeply held religious convictions. Greg Chalfin of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, patients are best served by healthcare professionals who are free to act consistent with their oath to do no harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Organizers and the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. have canceled a week's worth of events promoting the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. Both the firing of the president and the chairman of the Kennedy Center took place in early February. The World Pride event is held every 2 years. This is SRN News. A decision from the White House soon on drinking water.
The Trump administration will soon say whether it intends to stand by drinking water standards for forever chemicals set last year. The EPA says PFAS increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, and babies being born with low birth weight. But reducing PFAS could be costly for thousands of water utilities. The Biden administration says those costs were worth it, but it's unclear if current EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin agrees. He's expressed concern about places with marginal amounts of PFAS that could incur high costs to reduce it. John Scott reporting.
A federal health agency says the U.S. has 884 confirmed measles cases this year as of Friday. That's triple the amount seen in all of 2024. Two children and an adult have died from measles. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.